Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 67, Scene 1, Dvivida. While Shukadeva Goswami continued to speak on the transcendental pastimes and characteristics of Lord Krishna, King Parikshit, upon hearing him, became more and more enthusiastic and wanted to hear further. So Shukadeva Goswami next narrated the story of Dvivida, the gorilla who was killed by Lord Balaram. This gorilla, Dvivida, was a great friend of Bhamasura or Narakasura, who was killed by Krishna in connection with his kidnapping 16,000 princesses from all over the world. Dvivida was the minister of King Sugriva. His brother Mainda was also a very powerful gorilla king. When Dvivida Gorilla heard the story of his friend Bhamasura being killed by Lord Krishna, Dvivida planned to create mischief throughout the country in order to avenge the death of Bhamasura. Dvivida's first business was to set fires in villages, towns, and industrial and mining places, as well as in the residential quarters of the mercantile men who were busy dairy farming and protecting cows. Sometimes Dvivida would uproot a big mountain and tear it to pieces. In this way, Dvivida created disturbances all over the country, especially in the province of Kathuwar. The city of Dwaraka is situated in this Kathuwar province. And because Lord Krishna used to live in this city, Dvivida specifically made it a target of disturbance. Dvivida was as powerful as 10,000 elephants. Sometimes Dvivida would go to the seashore, and with his powerful hands, Dvivida would create so much disturbance in the sea that he would overflood the neighboring cities and villages. Often, Dvivida would go to the hermitages of great saintly persons and sages, and he would cause a great disturbance by smashing their beautiful gardens and orchards. And not only did Dvivida create disturbances in that way, but sometimes Dvivida would pass urine and stool on the sages' sacred sacrificial arena. Dvivida would thus pollute the whole atmosphere. Dvivida also kidnapped both men and women, taking them away from their residential places and putting them into the caves of mountains. Putting them within the caves, Dvivida would close the entrances with large chunks of stone, just like what the bringi insect does, who arrests and carries away many flies and other insects and puts them into the holes of trees where it lives. Dvivida thus regularly defied the law and order of the country. And not only that, but Dvivida would sometimes pollute the female members of many aristocratic families by forcibly raping them. While creating such great disturbance all over the country, sometimes Dvivida heard very sweet musical sounds from Raivataka Mountain, and so Dvivida entered the mountainous region. There, Dvivida saw that Lord Balaram was present in the midst of many beautiful young girls, enjoying their company while engaged in singing and dancing. Dvivida became captivated by the beautiful features of Lord Balaram's body, each and every part of which was very beautiful, decorated as Balaram was with a garland of lotus flowers. Similarly, all the young girls present, dressed and garlanded with flowers, exhibited much beauty. Lord Balaram seemed to be fully intoxicated from drinking the Baruni beverage, and his eyes appeared to be rolling in a drunken state. Lord Balaram appeared just like the king of elephants in the midst of many she-elephants. This gorilla, by the name of Dvivida, could climb up on the trees and jump from one branch to another. Sometimes, Dvivida would jerk the branches, creating a particular type of sound, gila, gila, so that Lord Balaram was greatly distracted from the pleasing atmosphere. Sometimes Dvivida would come before the women and exhibit different types of caricatures. By nature, young women are apt to enjoy everything with laughter and joking. And so, when the gorilla came before them, they did not take Dvivida seriously, but simply laughed at him. However, the gorilla Dvivida was so rude that even in the presence of Lord Balaram, he began to show the lower part of his body to the women. And sometimes Dvivida would come forward to show his teeth while moving his eyebrows. Thus, Dvivida disrespected the women even in the presence of Balaram. Lord Balaram's very name suggests that he is not only very powerful, but that Balaram takes pleasure in exhibiting extraordinary strength. So Balaram took a stone and threw it at Dvivida. The gorilla, however, artfully avoided being struck by the stone. In order to insult Balaram, Dvivida took away the earthen pot in which the Baruni beverage was kept. Dvivida, being thus intoxicated, with his limited strength, began to tear off all the valuable clothes worn by Balaram and the accompanying young girls. Dvivida was so puffed up that he thought that Balaram could not do anything to chastise him. And so Dvivida continued to offend Balaramaji and his female companions. When Lord Balaram personally saw the disturbances created by this gorilla Dvivida and heard that he had already performed many mischievous activities all over the country, Balaram became very angry and decided to kill this Dvivida. Immediately, Balaram took his club in his hands. The gorilla could understand that now Balaram was going to attack him. In order to counterattack Balaram, Dvivida immediately uprooted a big oak tree and with great force came and struck at Lord Balaram's head. However, Lord Balaram immediately caught hold of the big tree and remained undisturbed, just like a great mountain. To retaliate, Balaram took his club by the name Sunanda and began to hit the gorilla Dvivida with it. The gorilla's head was severely injured. Currents of blood flowed from his head with great force. But the stream of blood simply enhanced Dvivida's beauty like a stream of liquid manganese coming out of a great mountain. The striking of Balaram's club did not even slightly disturb Dvivida. On the contrary, Dvivida immediately uprooted another big oak tree, and after clipping off all of its leaves, he began to strike Balaram's head with it. But Balaram, with the help of his club Sunanda, tore the tree to pieces. Since the gorilla was very angry, Dvivida took another tree in his hands and began to strike Lord Balaram's body. But again, Lord Balaram tore the tree to pieces and the fighting continued. Each time the gorilla would bring out a big tree to strike Balaram, and Lord Balaram would tear the tree to pieces by the striking of his club, Sunanda. The gorilla, Dravida, would clutch another tree then from another direction, and again attack Balaram in the same way. As a result of this continuous fighting, the forest became treeless. When no more trees were available, Dvavida took help from the hills and threw large pieces of stone like rainfall upon the body of Balaram. Lord Balaram also, in a great sporting mood, began to smash those big pieces of stone into mere pebbles. The gorilla, being bereft of all trees and stone slabs, now stood before Balaram and waved his strong fists. Then, with great force, Dvavida began to beat the chest of Lord Balaram with his fists. This time, Lord Balaram became most angry. Since the gorilla was striking Balaram with his hands, Balaram would not strike Dvavida back with his own weapons, the club or the plow. Simply with his fists, Balaram began to strike the collarbone of the gorilla, Dvavida. And this striking proved to be fatal to Dvavida, who immediately vomited blood and fell unconscious upon the ground. When the gorilla fell, it appeared that all the hills and forests tottered. After this horrible incident, all the siddhas, great sages, and saintly persons from the upper planetary system began to shower flowers on the person of Lord Balaram, and sounds glorifying the supremacy of Lord Balaram were vibrated. All of them began to chant, "All glories to Lord Balaram! Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. By your killing this great demon, Dvavida, you have initiated an auspicious era for the world." All such jubilant sounds of victory were heard from outer space. After killing the great demon, Dvavida, and being worshipped by showers of flowers and glorious sounds of victory, Balaram then returned to his capital city, Dwaraka. Thus ends Chapter 67, Scene 1, Dvavida. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Jiva Goswami points out some interesting facts about the ape Dvavida. Although Dvavida was an associate of Lord Ramachandra, he later became corrupted by bad association with the demon Naraka. This bad association was the reaction for an offense Dvavida had committed when, being proud of his strength, he disrespected Ramachandra's brother Lakshman and others. However, those who worship Lord Ramachandra sometimes chant hymns addressed to Mainda and Dvavida, who are attendant deities of Lord Ramachandra. The Mainda and Dvavida mentioned herein are empowered expansions of these deities who are residents of Lord Ramachandra's Vaikuntha domain, Ayodhya Dham. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concurs with Srila Jiva Goswami's view that Dvavida was ruined by bad association, which was a punishment for his having disrespected Sriman Lakshman. Vishwanath states, however, that the Mainda and Dvavida mentioned here are actually the eternally liberated devotees addressed as attendant deities during the worship of Lord Ramachandra. The Lord arranged their degradation in order to show the evil of bad association which result from offending great personalities. Thus, Vishwanath compares the fall of Dwivida and Mainda to that of Jai and Vijay. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.